When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The gods, the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, come on, come on!
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be an inebriator in an era in which it is great to be awesome, a scientist, an architect. I'm running out of breath indeed. It's DPP. Oh, goodness.
I'm a man of many talents.
We wasted all your time on your name, and joining us as well is the funky, phenomenally, oh so fresh one. It's AJ Balazs. Hi, AJ. How are you?
I'm doing good, but we got one more person here with us.
And you know what? Dan's here finally for the first time in like three times he's been on the show. Let's let everybody know through Soundbite DP who's here to join us today. Well, you popped in perfectly. Like, we just introduced AJ, and now you're here as if you had been there the entire time. It is Mr. Attitude of Aggression, Mr. Big Four himself, Mr. Bandwagon Nerds. Indeed, it is the very mighty Dave Ungar.
Popping in there in the nick of time. That's what she said, man. So I'm here for you guys.
Well, there we go.
Got better timing than Ultimate Warrior during Mania 8, right?
I don't know if you can time that better. Better timing than Papa Shango, that's for sure.
Ring the bell.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Hey, why don't we do this, DP? Why don't we let everybody know what's happening on the 426th edition of the podcast known as DWI?
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
And it's the Raw after Mania. Sheet.
Oh, it never stops being annoying, Dave. This week on the show, Rhea injured. Tama Tonga joins the bloodline. LA Knight and AJ Styles 2. Jey Uso getting a shot at the world championship. We have new tag team titles. We got trivia and a last call. Wondering when we could possibly again see the Tribal Chief. Before we ring the bell, though, DP, I want to let everybody know about ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. go ahead and pick yourself up a wonderful Chair Shot t-shirt. Plenty of great designs. If you buy a Bandwagon Nerds shirt, you'll actually get shouted out on the show. Patrick O'Dowd will show up to your house and wash your car as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Don't forget about thechairshot.com. Plenty of great coverage over there. You can find our podcast there as well as Chairshot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. Don't forget about MyBookie. Head on over there. Use promo code CHAIRSHOT for up to a $1,000 welcome bonus. Right here, right now, it's DWI 426, Chairshot Radio Network, Dave Ungar, AJ Belaz, DPP, and PC Tunney. When we return, we're going to hit all of those great WWE topics heading out of WrestleMania and in to WWE Backlash. For WrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, we'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Dave, you want to tell DP to ring the bell?
Sure. Ring the bell, DP. Go for it, man. Come on. Get with it. I just want to know, are we going to talk about the biggest upset in pro wrestling in 2024 on this show?
What?
PC Tunney watched AEW Dynamite
last night. You fucking asshole. I knew it. It's the only reason you even showed up here, isn't it? So you can bring that up and tell all the DWI listeners that PC Tunney watched Dynamite. How long did I watch Dynamite, though? What time did I was? I was
35 minutes.
Was that what it was?
Was it actually 35 minutes? That would be
so
amazing.
Okay, so this is a shout out to the Big Four. The Big Four Project on the Chairshot Radio Network. You can find the next episode, which is covering Survivor Series 92, right, Dave?
Correct. Yes.
You can find that this Sunday morning on Chairshot Radio Network. Possibly beforehand, check out attitudeofaggression.com. Actually,
just hear me go on my soapbox about AEW and why I'm not watching it anymore. So,
if you want to know the instant anything from Big Four or Attitude of Aggression come out, just follow Dave at AttitudeAGG on X, and that's the best way to go right there. But we're in a thread, me, DJ, and Dave, and I. Here we go.
I do have a question for AJ later on. I got to ask him, get his thoughts on something.
701.
Oh, it's cool. I'm curious how the vibe is out where you are at.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's about the Coyotes going to Utah.
That's right. That's right, man. That's got to be a big get for you boys out there.
Oh, well, I didn't even hear about that. I didn't even hear that the Yotes were moving.
So congratulations.
Question answered, Dave. We can move on from that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, when you pull your head out of your ass and climb out of that cave you live in, why don't you let us know what the rest of the fucking civilization feels like about the hockey team coming to town? Goddamn Mormon forming my ass, you fucking Utah cockslinging son of a bitch.
Hey, I mean, fuck. Loss for Greg, gain for me, right? That's how that works.
Yeah, I'd be happy about it if I was you. So last night, 8:01 Eastern, I jump into third. I go, let's see how long before I turn off AEW tonight. And I'm getting all sorts of shit. And I saw Moxley with the IWGP. That's kind of why I tuned in. Sasha came out and her promo was horrible. Edge had a good match with Brody King. I think that's who that was. And then the Young Bucks came on and I'm like, all right, peace out. Like, Tony Khan sitting in the back looks like an ultimate doofus as well.
Like a jilted lover, you went back for more later on, didn't you?
I think I watched the end. Dave, are you done now? Why don't you get it out? Because we're going to move on.
I'm done. I just was like, you were writing this up and I was just, DP, I was shocked. I was just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on? Tony's watching Dynamite.
Something's wrong with the world.
Yeah. Even doubled down today and messaged me on the side in our own personal DM and asked me what's really interesting is why you watched Dynamite last night. And I'm like, dude, there was nothing else on.
Something is seriously wrong.
TBS runs a lot of fucking sitcoms in replay that I like to watch. So on Wednesdays when the Big Bang Theory ends, Dynamite's on. Okay, well, hey, I know Moxie won the IWGP. Let's check that out. That was good. It was good to see Edge, but everything else just wasn't the best thing in the world. We'll figure. Okay, we got a lot to talk about, Dave.
I'll be quiet now.
No, you're fine. That's hilarious. It's just funny to give my fucking two-dimensional character a third dimension that no one knows about.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. That's why I drink. DP. Rhea Ripley. Shoulder injury. We can believe that it happened in the backstage segment if we want. I don't know if I believe it or not. I don't really care. She's injured. She has to vacate the title. She does so. She cuts a pretty solid promo in saying, whoever has it, be ready, because when I come back, I'm fucking, you know, let's go, which I believe. And it'll be great. And they had the whole goodbye with the Judgment Day and hugged her and everything. And 3 to 6 months. So we're looking at earliest, like super earliest is like SummerSlam. Most likely is a Royal Rumble surprise entrant or something like that, or pops up at Survivor Series. What do you think? And where would you like them to take this title now?
Yeah, horribly, horribly disappointing. I'm sure they had something really great ready to go with the Judgment Day, especially with Priest winning the world title. Rhea having the other world title was probably going to be really awesome. So it's very unfortunate, but wish her recovery very fast. It would be awesome if she's back for SummerSlam. I'm sure they could do, you know, her and Liv Morgan there. It's probably the way they're going at some point towards this. I wouldn't be surprised to see Liv Morgan end up stepping up and winning the title. I don't know where else they go with it, because it makes a lot of sense for her to win it and Rhea to come back and they have their feud going. But it is a great opportunity for a lot of the other women on the Raw side to step up and get some good opportunities and get a chance to show what they can do. Or, shit, I don't know who's on the SmackDown side, you know, with the draft coming up. Maybe they move somebody over. I don't know. But it's definitely a devastating hole in the women's division there that, you know, but it's, I think it's a great opportunity for some of the other ones like, you know, Tiffany Stratton and some of the younger people they just brought up to, you know, get some more TV time and get an opportunity to show what they can do. But do you feel like it's Liv Morgan's time?
What does anybody know what they're doing? Because Wikipedia says the women's champion will next champion will be determined on Raw April 22nd, which is Monday. Did they already have like a?
I don't think so.
That's unbeknownst to me.
Okay.
Unmute yourself, Big Dave.
Thanks, DP. I'm glad you're here for me, man. I'm just talking to myself. Yeah, they haven't announced anything yet as far as what they're going to do. But if they're going to crown somebody in one night, you got to figure what? Battle Royal, maybe a gauntlet match. I don't think they're going to be able to pull off a one-night tournament with everything else going on Raw. So
here's my thing. I thought they would wait until after the draft.
That would make sense, right?
Because like then you can really just pick whatever you want. You can just reshape the whole division. I mean, I guess you can just go with someone. I mean, Liv seems like the obvious choice, but like even more obvious would be Charlotte comes back and they just move her over to Raw and give her the belt. I mean, you can't go wrong there.
Or you hotshot Jade to the title. I mean,
I don't know that they would do that.
I like Dan's call about Tiffany.
They have
though.
A plan. I think they have a plan with Jade and
Bianca.
Working with Bianca. Because it seems like they're going to tag because Naomi's the one who is supposed to get the, you know, the possible title shot.
At Bayley, yeah.
All right. Yeah. AJ, do you want to jump in there?
I mean, it. I kind of said it in the big chair shot group chat where it definitely sucks that she lost the title, but you also had her demolish every single person that you threw against her. So who's realistically going to beat her? I'm not saying that I'm not going full Drew and saying I prayed for this because I didn't. I'm just saying it's kind of a silver lining.
You had the draft coming up though. So you got to realize that they could just reload what they want to do with her.
They could have. I'm not denying that.
What's interesting to me, I wanted to ask you guys this.
Because I don't, hold on, before you do, I just want to say, I don't think she was losing that belt until next WrestleMania.
Yep. Yeah, I remember we said that last week.
NXT's giving, or is creating a secondary women's title, the NXT North American Women's Championship. You think Raw or SmackDown needs that secondary women's title at this point? I don't really know. I mean, NXT's got a bunch of people, but what's that?
They have the tag titles.
Yeah.
And they're not really doing much with that.
Where are those?
They are currently on the Kabuki Warriors.
I don't need your sass. I'm just answering the question, okay? You fucking rats. I was gonna say something worse.
No, I think you guys are right. Rhea was gonna.
I've been called worse.
You're smashing me, Shuddy.
Get off my lawn. Don't make me get Mr. Odenkirk in here to chastise you, Tony.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, I think we all kind of have Liv.
That's Sundays.
I think we all kind of have Liv at the top of our list as to who's going to win this, since she actually said when Rhea comes back, she's going to be champion. So I feel like that's a little bit of foreshadowing. I don't know if it's just some shit talk from Liv, but knowing right. Triple H, he'll just be like,
if you believe Wikipedia, tune in Monday night on Raw. There's no specific to it though, but whatever. We'll see. Maybe they're going to announce what's going to happen with it Monday night. Yeah, I would love to actually see a tournament.
Yeah, I think that'd be really nice.
You could have it culminate at Backlash. You know, that'd be perfect.
Well, and if you start it before the draft, you could actually do six. Would you fuck the fuck off right now? Good God, Cat.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me again.
I thought he was talking about all of us. You know, we're just going to all leave. Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And all you PETA people, kiss my ass. Cat's a fucking princess. What was I talking about?
start the tournament.
Having a tournament.
Oh, yeah, and I would like to see 16, because you could have just 8 qualifying matches, too. And you could have the first round and get down to 4 and take that 3 matches to Backlash.
Why not? Why can't you have SmackDown women in that tournament and just, you know, hey, if you win, guess what? You're on Raw now. I don't know. Let's see why not.
That works for me. I mean, hell, we had to determine the World Heavyweight Championship. Granted, we had 1 Raw guy and 5 SmackDown guys in the elimination chamber.
Here's the other thing you guys should think about, too, is the fact that before the next draft, Raw will be on Netflix.
That is true.
So will there be, will the Bloodline get Raw? Will the titles get switched out and the WWE title gets moved to Raw and the world title to SmackDown? Does SmackDown become the B show already? You see what I'm saying? Those are questions to wonder going into the draft, for sure, I think. But speaking of new things and speaking of the Bloodline, the son of Haku, New Japan superstar, I would say that's an apropos adjective to describe this gentleman. Tama Tonga has joined the Bloodline. The Bloodline being Solo and a broken phone of Paul Heyman. And I think, guys, as they beat down Jimmy and spoke about orders from the tribal chief, that their tribal chief is The Rock. What do you guys think? Go ahead, AJ. I seen you turn your head like Kane.
I mean, ain't nobody realer than Gorilla with Tama Tonga coming in. That made me happy, I'm not going to lie, but...
Was it Destiny?
Gorilla's a Destiny, yes.
Where's Tonga Loa at? Where is he lately?
He could probably be an addition. He could be an addition. We don't know,
Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, there's another one.
Jacob.
He's already signed, isn't he?
There's a rumor that he signed, and Greg said that he no-showed a show in California, and even though he's synonymous with it, it was the guy that was his manager in MLW, so I don't think he's going to no-show for no reason on that guy, but...
Anyway.
I'm all for this quote-unquote new bloodline with Solo taking orders from The Rock, Tama coming in, maybe even Jacob joining in and whatnot, but it's a breath of fresh air and it's something new for the Bloodline story that, you know, we didn't see coming, and we're still going to get more Bloodline.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think the story that just won't end, right? I mean, you think that, okay, that's the Cody finished the story, that's it for the Bloodline. No. Now we got to have Civil War. And I definitely can see that happening. Jay and Jimmy reconciling is almost a foregone conclusion.
Listen, Survivor Series, Civil War games. You got The Rock, Solo, Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu against Roman, the Usos, and Sami Zayn. Is it the original Sami Zayn, fourth Bloodline guy? Their face anyway.
Brock Lesnar. Brock comes back.
Oh, you got a ding and a thing. Now you get that.
Okay. Hey, here's, in a perfect world for that Civil War Games match, the fourth guy would be the guy they couldn't get for WrestleMania to square it off against The Rock, and the glass would shatter and Stone Cold would be there in the War Games match. That'd be fucking...
Why, though? But why?
Why not?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Austin and Rock, they make sense.
Okay.
But no, I think, I mean, whoever the fourth is, could be Cody by then. I mean, Cody could jump in with Roman. That sort of thing. The bigger thing to me is, and I know you want to save when do we see Roman for a little, you know, the next segment, but it's almost like how we see Roman that's almost as important as when we see him. Because if they're going to bring him back as a face, how they bring him back in that capacity
is crucially.
It's very easy, yeah.
It's so easy.
you can't just bring him back like Shield Roman, you know, and go out. You got to bring him back Tribal Chief mode.
He either comes out there and he tells people to acknowledge me, or he comes out there and he's like, oh, it's so good to be back. It's so great to see. I missed you guys so much. I acknowledge you.
I hope he doesn't do that.
Listen, you want to be, you continue to be a bad guy. Roman comes out. Acknowledge me. You want Roman to be a good guy? Roman comes out. I acknowledge all of you. That's as easy as that. One sentence each.
I don't want to see him like that, though.
I was about to say, I don't want to see that either. I want them to reveal that The Rock is this tribal chief that they're talking to, and then out of nowhere, like SummerSlam or something down the line, it's just Roman comes out of nowhere and spears him and says, who the fuck's the tribal chief? Who?
Well, we don't have a last call anymore, so Dan, why don't we get back to... No, that's fine. We still got to talk about that. We just can table it for now. Tama Tonga looked good. Your thoughts on the new Bloodline, DP? Everything we were talking about up until we got sidetracked there. It was fun, though. It's going to be fun at last call.
He's not even related.
Never. He's Haku related.
Like saying Yokozuna is really Japanese, right, DP?
Exactly. Ugh, whatever. Kofi Kingston's Jamaican. He is not a Bloodline member. I think he looked great. I was excited. I mean, we were ready for it to be happening soon. Again, the next chapter, and I think I'm with you guys, with the PC, that it's definitely The Rock behind it. You know, you could kind of see the writing a little bit there with Paul Heyman looking like he's messaging somebody or talking to somebody, and then he is shocked that Tama Tonga shows up and is confused as to what the fuck's going on. And yeah, Solo breaking the phone is like, yeah, you're not in charge anymore, Roman. I'm taking orders from somebody else.
Right.
Going to make for a good, interesting return, you know, towards whatever SummerSlam or whenever The Rock makes his little comeback. And, you know, I think Roman comes back first. Yeah. Does something, and then it's like, oh no, we don't take orders from you anymore. Here comes The Rock. So,
well, yeah, okay, we gotta table it. We're gonna move on from this. We're gonna move on from this whole subject. I should have saved the whole thing for a last call. LA Knight versus AJ Styles 2. Boy, and the writing was on the wall with the two triple threats, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who's going to take on Cody at Backlash, AJ? These are your two guys. Like, you must you just must have a perma boner for the last how long?
Hey, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, I don't know about you, but
my peenie just went, huh?
If it lasts longer than 4 hours, call more girls. Anyway,
DP, do you know how to spell perma boner?
SUCKMYASS, perma boner?
That's how you spell banter, Jack.
That's close.
But, I mean, the first person to face Cody, in my honest opinion, should be AJ Styles.
It's leading up, the LA Knight glasses on.
Correct.
For those without sight.
Yes, honey.
Yeah.
Nana. It's going to be AJ Styles. That way, at some point down the line, you can have a rubber match for, I don't know, a United States Championship opportunity or something. Who knows? That's just me still thinking LA Knight's winning the United States title off of Logan Paul, but AJ is the perfect person to go up against for your first title defense. It shows... You know, you'll have Bullet Club references, obviously, but AJ's, you're still going to go with the face-heel dynamic. AJ's a heel at the moment. He's going to be a dick. He's going to talk shit to Cody and everything else. Like I said, you're going to get Bullet Club references and everything else, but that's not the point. It's a good first person to go up against in your first defense. I don't think we're going to have AJ win this, but... That's just my opinion. I still think AJ's getting this, so a rubber match down the line with LA Knight and AJ Styles. Yeah.
Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. boy, I mean, somewhere down the line, we got to have Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles because that's just a beautiful matchup. They have such a ridiculous history. I'm leaning towards that as well, that we're going to get it here. I think, you know, you've said it before, PC, like they had their shot with LA Knight, and he's now that and it seems like that train has fallen off the track a little bit. He doesn't have that same type of height momentum that he had going. And yeah, I'm with you, AJ Styles. he's a great opponent. They could put on a hell of a match in France, and then they, you know, if they wanted to have another one, they could, but it's a great first opponent for him.
Dave?
Yeah, I think I agree with AJ and Dan on this one. I think it'll be AJ Styles. I think like DP's right, LA, and you're right too, PC, that LA Knight's popularity has waned a bit. But he's still over enough that I don't know if he's makes the best choice to put up there against Cody in Cody's first title defense in France, because that might just take away from Cody and create a situation where the perception is Cody's not getting the support that he should be getting, that sort of thing. Whereas if he goes up against AJ, yeah, they got a lot of history they can draw from, a lot of stories they can tell. You maintain that heel face dynamic like AJ was talking about. It makes sense. And he is... yeah, I think AJ Styles is a better first opponent for Cody than anybody else. And AJ deserves it. The guy came back in phenomenal, no pun intended, shape. So, yeah, let him get the first shot at Cody Rhodes. I agree he's not going to win, but I think that's going to be a tremendous matchup.
Yeah, I don't know if it was last week with AJ or the week before, but I said that very thing about AJ. He'll probably stay, or I said Cody will probably get drafted, go to SmackDown. AJ will stay on SmackDown because he's the heel that Cody should work with. Like, we don't have to have a clean finish at Backlash either. This can be someone he can work with for another pay-per-view afterwards, right? Like, that's what should be happening with working with AJ Styles here. So that's exactly, we've all been smelling that. So I'm happy because there are going to be some really good matches. This first one might not be what you want to see in this Cody AJ Classic, because I think they might give it to you in the second one. I think we might be seeing back-to-back pay-per-views headlined by Cody and AJ Styles, because why not? Who's better than AJ, right? That can go on that other side and do that thing and keep up with Cody. That's what those fans want to see, is Cody with those matches like that. So, all right. We can keep moving, I believe, here, right? Everybody had their say? Sure. I got everybody in there. Okay, good, good, good. All right, just making sure. Damian Priest will take on Jey Uso. That we know. For his first title defense, you got to think Drew McIntyre will be looming as well. Do you guys see a possibility for Damian Priest being a transitional champion here, Dave?
No, I do not. I mean,
because I think at some point Jey Uso wins a world title, whether it's this championship or the other one. I think Jey Uso is that good.
Yeah, possibly, but I don't think it makes a lot of sense to pull the belt off of Damian already. I think Jey might get a shot at that, but I think, you know, you got to look in at the schedule and you got to circle Clash at the Castle as to where Drew is going to get that championship back. And, you know, that assumes, of course, he re-signs, which he'd be a fool not to at this point. But I think that's where you got to look at. You got to circle that and say, OK, that's where it's going to happen. Honestly, here's what I think, Tony, if I could. Go ahead.
Is the trend of losing in your hometown over with Sami Zayn retaining? Because
there's been a few exceptions to that over the last year or so. You know, I mean,
otherwise, I'd like to see CM Punk beat Drew McIntyre at Clash at the Castle if he's ready.
Well, I don't
know
if he'll be
SummerSlam, loses it. Yeah, I don't know if he'll be ready either. Sorry, go back to where you were going.
What I do foresee for Jey Uso, I'll tell you this. I think he wins King of the Ring in Saudi. That's what I think is going to happen. Jey Uso becomes King of the Ring. And that would be perfect for him as far as you don't screw over Damian Priest and undercut him. Jay can win King of the Ring. There's some really good matches depending on who gets in that. I'd love to see him win King of the Ring. And then you move towards Clash. Clash of the Castle is the one that's really sticking out to me, saying like, that's the one, I've got that circled. That's Drew's night.
Whose night is it if you don't have Drew McIntyre anymore? Sheamus, hey?
I could see Sheamus being finally breaking through and beating Sammy.
Boy,
maybe for the IC title.
It was good to see him back, but man, he looked like he's been through hell. He's old, though. I get it. I know.
He's
not the old Sheamus, though, who was that freaking, iron soldier, granite.
Look at it. By the time, Clash of the Castle's in June. That's 2 months from now. By the time you get there, I think Sheamus will look like the old Sheamus.
And believe what you want about the tweets. Sheamus put out a tweet saying
June?
It's after Backlash, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in September. My bad. That's why I brought up Punk. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm got the schedule. I'm just kind of thumbing through it, and we've got
Then that makes total sense. It would be
Backlash, King and the Queen of the Ring, May 25th in Jeddah, Battleground. I mean, well, they're moving that to, didn't they move that to Vegas? Yeah. So yeah, you got Clash, Money in the Bank.
You could even do. Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you'd have to think he doesn't interfere here to get his shot next time.
Yeah, with King of the Ring and Money in the Bank coming so close to each other, you could see Jey Uso being slotted in for either one of those, either King or the Mr. Money in the Bank.
Sure.
I don't think he dethrones Damian Priest. They've got something else planned for that. I tend to agree.
You'd lose two world titles in a week there too, in that faction.
Yeah, I don't think that makes a lot of sense. When is Backlash? Oh, May 4th.
Okay. And Backlash is May 4th, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Day drinking pay-per-view is going to be great.
Oh, it's always lovely. But, I mean, nah, Damian being a transitional champion. No, I think they're going to let him cook a little bit, whether he loses it at Clash of the Castle against Drew, or the only way I see him losing this is against Drew, because Drew would be steaming. But I also see Drew going into a feud even without this championship against CM Punk at some point. Like, that could happen at Clash or SummerSlam even. You don't need a championship for that feud because it already wrote itself. But if anyone's going to be beating Damian, it's most likely going to be Drew McIntyre, or all of this world championship shit goes to his head, and that's how you get the Judgment Day to just absolutely tear each other apart.
And there's an X factor, the guy that we're not talking about, you got to figure is coming back sooner or later, Gunther. No longer the Intercontinental Champion. Where and when do they bring him back into this whole
thing? He'll get drafted, and he'll show up the following week. On whatever.
I would honestly say, if you're gonna have a king,
a good guy to feed with Cody.
Gunther would be a great King of the Ring.
Gunther being King of the Ring, that would be really good.
Give him King and give Jay Money in the Bank. That would work.
I don't know if people know this or not, but SmackDown replays on FS1 Thursdays at 7 Eastern, and right now I have that on in the background as we record. And Dave, before I transition over to DP, I just need you to say two words for me. But how about Bayley and them blue pants on last Friday night?
I'll give you five words. How about that? Damn! Look at that ass!
DP comments on Damian Priest and Jey Uso.
I think you guys are pretty spot on with that. I don't know if Drew McIntyre needs to interfere in the match, but I don't see Jey Uso winning. He's going to put on a hell of a show. I feel it's, Drew McIntyre's to take back from Damian Priest after he took it from him at WrestleMania. Clash at the Castle is a perfect place to do it. Priest gets a couple, 2 months as champ. Probably pretty good. More than we honestly really thought he was even going to win the thing. And I think, Drew McIntyre kind of gets almost the, Davey Boy Smith, British Bulldog treatment, when he beat Bret Hart. you know, kind of get, you know, despite him being a little bit of a heel, but I think he's going to get a good welcome. And I think that'd be a really good place for him to win it and then move on with the CM Punk, you know, whenever Punk is ready to come back. But I feel like it doesn't necessarily need the title, but I feel like it'll have the title. I think it'll mean something bigger for Punk and everything too, to have that title on the line. So I think that's where it's going.
I want to see Drew, Punk, and Seth in a triple threat at SummerSlam for the championship. Give it to me. Give me what I want, in the words of Batista.
New title belts for Raw Tag Team Champions, the Awesome Truth. They are pretty close to the World Heavyweight Championship belt, but they say World Tag Team Champions on them in red for Raw, is what I'm guessing. How do you guys like them? I rather thought they looked pretty good. They remind me like a little bit of, I think the ECW Tag Team Champions also kind of had a look like that to them. Somewhat with like the way the lettering was above and below, like the signet in the middle. I would expect the same thing to follow on SmackDown for those tag belts. And I personally don't think any other belts need a change. They just changed the NXT stuff. The women's are pretty new. They look good. I think the US title looks great. I think the IC title is growing on people the way it is. Dave, I see you nodding a lot. What do you think about specifically the brand new title look and any other title changes besides the other tag title belts on your horizon?
Yeah, I like the tag belts. I'm going to be curious to see if Cody does anything with that WWE undisputed WWE championship. Cause he's talked about it a few times.
And, so new though.
Well, it is, but Roman had it for like a year, and I know Cody wants to probably put his own spin on it.
Hopefully
it doesn't involve a spinner. But
yeah, are we going to go back to the era of everybody having their own new title though? I mean, like, I guess for marketing that's fine, but then where do you stop it? Then the women get in on it, right? That's fine too, but now in the tag and everything.
In this era where you've got longer title reigns going on, I don't mind it as much because you can really identify with that belt when it's being held for 8 months to a year, that sort of thing. So, you know, I don't know if Cody's going to, you know, a lot of talk about the winged eagle, some sort of design about that. I do like the clean look of the Universal or the Undisputed WWE Championship, I think is what they're calling it now. It's very clean. It maintains the history of the WWE logo, whereas the World Heavyweight Championship, yeah, it's there, but it's kind of lost in everything else that's going on. That's a very busy belt. Yeah, I don't know. The only one, Cody doing something with the Undisputed Championship is the only one that I can think of that maybe I'm kind of interested to see what he does with it. But otherwise, yeah, I like the tag belts. I'm sure SmackDown's got some sort of idea as to what they're going to do with theirs. And that's cool. But yeah, hey. You spent what? I mean, how long were the titles unified? 2 years? So now that you're split up, you got to give them their own identity and get back to that sort of thing.
It seems like they're trying to make things more uniform. You know, the World Tag Team titles now line up with the World Heavyweight title. You know, the belts look very the same. I get the feeling that that's what they're going to do with the SmackDown tag titles, is make them look like the WWE title and call it the WWE tag team titles.
Well, Dan, let me ask you this, because it seems like they're going back in time. Remember, it used to be WWE Championship, World Heavyweight Championship, and it wasn't so brand specific like it has been for a while, you know, with Raw Championships, SmackDown Championships. Now they're just kind of like, here's what we're going to name one, here's what we're naming the other. So you've got more ladderability, I don't know if that's a word or not, to you know, put those titles where you want. There's a lot of rumors now that they are looking at going back to where they were in 2019 and making NXT a legit third brand.
Yeah, I mean, do you really believe that, though? Like, it's still... They're not... Okay, I'll give you... They're not committing to that the way they used to. they're still saying it's developmental, but it is the third brand. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, here's here. And like on
NXT this... doesn't have any until listen, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what right here for me and I'll shut up.
It's your show. Until, keep going.
No. Until. But listen, you'll like this point, though. Until NXT has draft picks in the draft, not the third brand.
I think they're going to. I think Roxanne Perez is fair game. Ilya Dragunov might be fair game. I'm upset about that, but I mean
you're gonna get Adam Pearce and
Nick Aldis
and Ava are all gonna be there. They've already kind of played that up a little bit.
Is Ava gonna make draft picks for NXT?
I don't know how it works.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know Raw and SmackDown are going to make draft picks. If NXT is making draft picks, then they're a third brand is what I'm saying.
Here's what I was saying when I said this on this episode of the Big Four that's coming out, where the stuff I talk about at the end. NXT's been rebuilding for 2 years. Because let's be real with each other. AEW kicked the shit out of NXT in the, I'm going to air quote, Wednesday Night Wars, even though I don't really consider that a war. It was just WWE saying, well, let's see what NXT can do. Let's see how good it really is. And they got punked pretty hard. And that gave all the AEW super tribalists the false sense of security that they could go and compete with WWE's main roster. And we've seen how well that worked. But I think, you know, that's when Vince decided, let's go back to NXT 2.0. Let's get these stupid colors in place. Let's get away from black and gold. But they've kind of pivoted back towards that black and gold sort of thing. And they've really developed some top-notch talent. So that's why I kind of think, well, yeah, they're not quite there. Could they be a legit third brand? Kind of. Not like 2019 where they actually won the Survivor Series. But they've got some real talent there. Carmelo Hayes needs to come up. Of course, we know that. Dragunov desperately needs to come up to the main roster.
He's declared for the draft.
Yeah, Roxanne Perez. I think she's still a little green, but boy,
I don't know if Dragunov hired an agent or not. If he can come back, if he doesn't like the draft position he's in or not.
I hope, so. Dude. I love Roxanne Perez as a heel. I think she's really coming to her own as a heel. And Oba Femi getting drafted to one of the big brands as North American champion, I can definitely see that happen.
I don't think he gets drafted. They got to keep some people, though. I mean, Shawn Michaels can't lose everybody. AJ, what do you think? We'll come back to you, Dave. I'll let you round out the subject.
So, for the tag team championships, I'm one of the. Yeah, I'm trying to round this back up.
Get us back on track, AJ.
You're the MVP of the week because Dave and
A-Train over here trying to un-derail the train. Tag team championships.
Okay, we're going from New York to L.A. What took you so long? Well, first one.
We had to go to Richmond.
I just want to go to a Utah Coyotes game with AJ.
Hell yeah. Probably going to be the Salt Lake Coyotes.
Snow or something like that. Utah snowmen. They got to be the snowmen.
Oh, there's coyotes and mountain lions up in Utah. All
right, talk about wrestling, if you're going to disagree with me.
All right, fair enough.
just kidding.
I agree that it's going to be uniform, and we're going back to the whole, you know, the World Tag Team and the WWE Tag Team Championships. As soon as I saw that it looked like the World Heavyweight, the only thing going through my mind is, how is this any different from having the Raw and SmackDown titles? Because if everything is going to be a World Heavyweight on Raw and a WWE on SmackDown, what's changing that from just being
Here's why. Because if you have let's say that you will use the tag teams, right? If you have continue to have the red belted Awesome Truth as the tag team champions and the blue belted A-Town Down Under belted tag team champions, if they get drafted and switch brands, they need new belts. But now I guess they probably still, cause one's going to be red. They would have to be blue then.
Yeah. You would have to change. Cause there's like the maroon for the, you probably could change it to blue or just keep it as is. But that's my big thing where it's just like, to me, initially, it felt like it was just the same thing.
It's a little crack in your argument, Dave, although I agree with Dave.
That's cool. I don't know.
Because
for the red behind the world tag team champions in the belt.
Yeah, there's like a maroon in the ribbon.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be brand specific, even if they're not going to be called that way. I mean, that part is pretty self-evident. It's like saying,
though, as opposed to just having this red and this blue belt, because they were the SmackDown tag team.
Think about it. Yeah. I mean, it's really just a matter. They could have somewhere some other kind of plate with blue in the background and easily switch it out, like they switch out side plates. I mean,
We had the red and blue Universal Championships as well, so
that's true.
DP, go ahead.
Oh, I think that's exactly where they're going with it. Is just making them look all kind of the same. They all generally have the same names. You know, one's their world titles, the other ones are going to be WWE titles. I feel like, you know, you talk about Cody Rhodes possibly wanting to put a spin on his belt.
Oh God, no, he's not doing that. He said on Pat McAfee, the Winged Eagle.
I'm kind of hoping that they don't do anything like that, but they just alter the name of the title to just be the WWE Championship. Get rid of the Universal Undisputed. Blah blah blah. Blah. Right. Don't need it.
It is. Right now it is technically the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship.
Yeah. Nope, I'm good. WWE Championship. That's all we need. And we're done. It's what
I agree.
Don't need it anymore.
Granted, Dave, they should just keep the giant gold WWE belt as the WWE belt. I appreciate.
Yeah. Same belt's good. Yeah, I'm with you.
Dave, I told you I'd give you the last word here.
No, the guys have all hit it. I do think, you know, they're going away from, and it's good, you know, get away from this so brand specific sort of thing. The draft's going to be really, really interesting, you know, to see who goes where, what impact does NXT have. Like you're saying, do they get their own draft choices? That's going to be very curious.
I think they do, because I actually heard that some people might be going down to NXT because they're keeping that thing going. But here's the thing. Here's why the draft is going to be easily better already. There's a general manager for every brand, where there was just Shawn Michaels last year, and it was nobody. It was like drafting against yourself last year.
And look at it this way. To credit to DP, because he said this, I remember the last time they did the draft, he pointed this out. No, we can't go to a commercial yet, but I mean, it's your show. We could, but I'm going to give DP his flowers. Remember, they were doing the draft right before Survivor Series, and DP called it out. This makes no fucking sense to do a draft right before Survivor Series. Now we're going to have a Survivor Series based on brand supremacy, and all these people have been there for 2 weeks. Yes, I'm supremely loyal to my brand in 2 weeks. This makes a lot more sense.
I just want to say,
months to build up for that.
I just want to say this, Dan. When the fuck did you get a slide whistle?
That would have been for the Super Bowl.
And on that note, it is definitely time for a commercial. DWI 426. We'll be back with trivia.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I don't know. I just went into hitting soundbite mode, DP, because I had to play the this.
Good old beer crack. That means it's trivia time. What's up, Dave?
I was going to say, AJ, have you been listening to the Big Four Project? Because I always leave little tidbits for you during that broadcast. Tony knows. I'm always saying, this is a good one for AJ to grab a hold of. Yeah.
Yeah. I sadly do not, but I'm going to have to now. Because let me tell you, there are so many days where I'm just like, oh, crap, it's Thursday. I need to throw in trivia. Shit.
Let me just say, if there's anyone listening to this show that hasn't listened to the Big Four, here's what I would suggest to do. If you don't, if like you're able to listen at work or something else, like you can just put an earbud in or you're going on a drive or whatever.
Get a 30 pack first.
Go over and look at what episodes we've gone through. We've hit every big four pay-per-view up to Survivor Series 92. Pick your favorite one. Go to cagematch.net. Pull up the card. Look at the card. Go listen to the show. We're going to tell you stuff about that card you didn't already know, and it's going to be a really good time is all I can tell you. There's a few watch-along episodes as well, so when you got nothing going on Saturday night or Friday night after work, want to do watch a little wrestling, throw us on there as well. We give you the start time, we mark it down, and we run the tape, and it's just a really good time. Me, Dave, and DJ were talking about that before, so there you go. Plug the big four again.
I realized that on the I think it was the last watch along that I accidentally truncated the silence a little bit too much on the watch along, so I know that I was like, this match is supposed to go a lot longer than this. It's like two minutes shorter than it's supposed to be.
Who's going to be the first guest on the Big Four, Dave? When we get going here, who's going to be
anybody?
Like, hey, and somebody's like, hey, I need to cover that pay per view with you guys. I wonder when we get. I know AJ's waiting for some more Attitude Era stuff. DP,
he's waiting for WrestleMania 9. You know it.
DP missed WrestleMania 4, but I don't know. There's probably something else he likes coming up too. So
Survivor Series 92 would have been a good one. That's one of my favorite promos of Razor Ramon telling. A perfecto
coming up to it.
The razor's gonna carve you up.
Yeah, we just did that.
Good one.
Yeah,
we watched Brett and Sean from that pay per view. So anyway, AJ, give us some trivia.
I also want to do another shout out for the Bing Four where Tony messages me randomly during a recording and says, "What was the what was the finisher before the sweet chin music?"
Well, that came up in the watch-along because Sean hits Brett with the super kick, but that's clearly not his finisher, and he sets up for that teardrop suplex, which is his finisher. Brett blocks it. So, yeah, that became very relevant.
So I have technically been a part of it, but not really at the same time. That being said, though, Big Dave, door number 1, 2, or 3, this is going to be the last of Mania Trivia.
I'm going to go with number 1 for once. No more dropping deuces.
I am not Platt. How many WWE champions are there since Cody won it? So how many individual champions? Not like, Cena won it like 13 times. Different Hogan won it.
How many different people?
Are single time champions?
Ace.
How many different people have actually
just held the belt officially?
I don't understand the question.
Like Randy Orton's 1, John Cena's 2, Hogan 3.
People have held the belt.
Yeah. How many different people?
Not how many reigns, how many different people?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's not the one. It's this one.
Jeez. Asking for a new question here.
It's like if a president has a second reign, they're not the 41st and 42nd president. Just want to know how many there were.
Fuck if I know.
Man, this is tough.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully a favorite of the WWE Championship is in people's heads, notably Jinder Mahal. So Dan says 70. Dave says 37. Tunney is the closest with 48. It's actually 55.
Oh, I was going to say 60. Damn it.
And the reason why I said something about Jinder Mahal is because Jinder was the 50th different WWE champion.
I didn't know that. That was something I did not know.
There you go. Knowing
something
is half the battle.
Something I wanted to forget.
All right.
And knowing is half the battle.
50 how many?
55.
What is 55? Okay.
Somewhere Sammy Hagar is saying, I can't do that.
He's not driving the damn thing.
I like it, though. I like it. The court will allow it.
All right, Tony, 2 or 3? Cue the Seth Rollins
laugh. And he omits his pick.
Who is the last to win the Grand Slam champion on the men's side for WWE? I love all the confused faces for the first 20 seconds and then just fucking scramble for an answer. Dan says KO. Dave says Finn Balor. Tunney says Finn Balor. Finn Balor is the correct answer. I was trying to trick you with someone else who won, but it was not. Because everyone who won a championship was either already or they are not close yet. So, with that being said, Dan dropping the deuce. I also do have a tiebreaker. So, this one has two answers to it. So, if you want to put down the second answer, go for it. That's the tiebreaker one. But we have had three brother versus brother matches. Owen and Brett, Jimmy and Jay, Matt and Jeff. What are the two things that those matches had in common? And weirdly enough, yes, there are two things. Need more time, or since there is technically two answers,
it's up to you guys. Because I'm out, I can't come back.
I got them.
Ooh, Tony's got okay. All right, Dave, Dan, Tony.
I only got one of them, I think.
All right, Dan says babyface won, and they all wore pants. Dave says younger brother won. Tony says younger brother won and started the show. So the younger brother winning is the one thing. Yes, that is one of the two.
Jay and Jimmy didn't start the show.
Jay and Jimmy didn't start the show. I don't think Brett and Owen started the show either. And
they did.
They did.
They're
they
the
did?
Best. They're I don't, probably I don't think the Matt, best opening match in WrestleMania history.
I thought Lex and Yoko went first, but okay. And then, Matt and Jeff. That was halfway through the Mania match or Mania card. So the younger brother winning is correct. Think the Manias.
So technically we're done, and what happened?
They're all in the decades.
Okay. I got it.
They're all in the tens. Yeah.
They're on the tens.
No.
Damn.
Matt and Jeff happened at 25. So I guess AJ wins this one because they're all 15 years apart.
Oh, fuckers. No, I win because I win because I won. That's why. I had three. I answered all the questions. I won.
Okay, fair.
Beat me by one.
Okay, fine. As much as I don't like telling Tony he wins, Tony wins.
Oh, shit. We could end the show on
that. We're ending the show.
And not only is the game over, everything's over.
They were 15 years apart. That doesn't mean anything. That's not they were all didn't have that in common.
Let Tony say it. Even if you won, you can still say it.
Total BS!
Here's we'll the right reason back. As to why I say that, though. Is because some...
telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out. Thechairshot.com.
What were you saying?
I know better.
Yeah, you do.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DP, AJ won't talk until later because he knows better. So let's go to last call.
What do you mean it's last call?
I finally get fucking every question right. And because we didn't know they were 15 years apart on the bonus answer, if there was a tie, I don't acknowledge me, damn it. I'll be the heel. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You won, bastard. The only reason why that was the other one is because Andrew, of all people, went, they were 15 years apart. And I'm like, you motherfucker, I wanted you to say the little brother won. So I acknowledge the fact that you win. Speaking of acknowledging, what is last call?
It's about acknowledging Roman Reigns and his film career. He had been filming a movie called Good Fortune with Keanu Reeves and Seth Rogen, apparently, on the build-up to WrestleMania. And now he's filming a heist comedy with Eddie Murphy, Pete Davidson, and Keke Palmer, I believe, is involved as well. But my question to you guys, and we kind of touched on it before, is when will Roman come back? And if you got that Civil War, War Games, you know, Civil War Games, Survivor Series, Civil War Games with, you know, both sides of the bloodline going against each other, I mean, that would be perfect. But I don't know, Dave, you're the guest. You're the DP. He's the best friend, DP. He's the best friend.
Oh, man. Thanks, DP. I'm sure the Saudis would love for him to come back for King of the Ring. That's probably not going to happen this time around. My guess is SummerSlam. I think they get him back in the mix around then. That gives him 3 or 4 months off. You really will start getting people clamoring for the Tribal Chief's return, especially if The Rock comes back and really just kind of asserts his dominance and starts taking over the bloodline and all that sort of stuff. And people will really start to want Roman to come back. So I'm going to say SummerSlam. That's my best guess.
DP?
I think SummerSlam is probably the way to go. I was trying to figure out when Survivor Series is this year. What month? Between
November. It's usually November.
It's always November.
I think I like the idea of him coming back for SummerSlam. Maybe that's when he gets his rematch with Cody. And that's when the bloodline split starts to take its form, you know, and they screw Roman Reigns out of the title. The Rock's shown as the leader on the other side there. And they start that path down the Civil War thing. I like that idea going into SummerSlam or Survivor Series. So I think that's probably a good spot to do it. I mean, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns 3 at SummerSlam is pretty solid and a good way to separate Reigns from, you know, the title and move into, you know, his feud with The Rock.
For me, I did say earlier SummerSlam, it would be ideal. It would be perfect. The only other thing I can see them doing is if they already split off Heyman's quote-unquote held hostage by Solo, Tama, and The Rock, and whoever the fourth person is, we're speculating Jacob Fatu, but I could see Jimmy at the SmackDown or Raw, wherever they're at that point, before Survivor Series, where he picks up a destroyed bloodline phone and, you know, he's got himself. Maybe he asks his little brother to join back in and says, sure, Oos, I got you, everything else. Might get Cody involved, might get someone else who's integral to the part of the bloodline story involved. And then there's just like, you got no one to call, you got nobody. And then, like I said, Jimmy pulls up the broken bloodline phone that we saw last week and go, call Roman Reigns, Oos. And then that's when he returns, is for the War Games match. I know we kind of did that already with Randy Orton, but if you're going to have this, you know people are going to blow the roof off the place if Roman just shows up and that's how he shows up, making sure there's order in his bloodline.
Could get Seth involved. I mean, Roman and Seth reuniting in the War Games match.
I mean, Sammy would be the fourth guy to me if it was Roman and the Usos getting back together, because he was a part of that bloodline with them, right? So, but the more interesting part of it to me is the Paul Heyman storyline now, because it's almost like he's been abducted by Solo and Tama against his will, where he doesn't really know what's going on anymore. And will he play along? I think so. But in the end, he's always in Roman's corner. And Roman's always said, when I don't have the wise man anymore, I don't work here anymore, or something like that. He's talked about that. So I think that's the most interesting thing to me. When will he come back? I think after SummerSlam, personally. I think they go into this whole Rock thing first before he even comes around to thinking about facing Cody. I don't know. Or it could be a whole thing. You know, you got the bloodline thing at Survivor Series, Roman versus Rock at Royal Rumble, maybe, and the winner gets Cody. I don't know. But then you got the Royal Rumble there, too. That's kind of a weird thing. I don't know.
Bloodline Civil War Games with Paul Heyman in a shark cage above the above it. I am in.
All right, yeah, pull the microphone.
I had to get the shark cage.
Paul Heyman on a pole match. There you go.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is when PC Tunney realized that this segment was over.
whoever accidentally posted the Mean Street Posse instead of Home Improvement. Should have done that.
Should have left it. Should have called it.
Should have left it. Called it.
Dave, thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Anytime, guys. It is always a pleasure for me to come here and just waste your guys' time like this. I appreciate the open door policy.
As long as you don't bring up AEW next time, we should be fine.
Dude, I'm not the one watching the shit. Are you gonna watch Dynasty? Are you watching Dynasty this weekend? Is that what you're gonna do?
Dude, I am all Dynasty calling out Tony's shit. I am not. This is amazing.
It's their name of the pay-per-view, DP.
Oh, really? That's how bad. That's how much I watch.
DP's like, isn't that the name of a shitty '80s soap opera?
No, I don't want to see Patrick Duffy. Like, I'm good.
Shower,
buddy.
Dave, DP's like, I'm a Falcon Crest guy. What are you talking about?
Wait, that was Dallas. I'm sorry, DP. I got my shitty shows mixed up. All a dream. That's Tony Khan. It was all a dream.
Dave, let everybody know where they can find you, the Attitude of Aggression, the Big Four, and everything going on in your world.
Yeah, you can find me on X at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, as you said earlier, Tony. Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. And at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. And of course, send your hate tweets this week to the returning at Wrestling Realist, because, you know, he's just been Disney-fied for a week and he could use the love or something.
You don't even write rundowns anymore or anything. AJ?
Oh, man, I volunteered for that shit.
You can follow me at Phenomenal AJB, AJB in all caps. Like I always say, we're not just podcast galore, we are articles galore, sports entertainment, you got it, we have it all on thechairshot.com.
AJ's new Twitter or X handle will be at Utah Coyotes #1 fan. There you go.
I'm all for it. I'm gonna buy a jersey right now.
DP,
you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me DPP, and you can follow this show on the X-Force Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
My bookie, promo code ChairShot, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Follow me at PC Tunney. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast. We'll see you next week. I won't screech. I won't be like, and you've been listening.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.